All right, we're back. Well, actually, we're not back. I am back because Anna decided to ditch me tonight for some reason. Thanks, Anna. I wasn't really given an explanation. I was just like, oh, you should find a friend to do the show with tonight because I won't be there. Okay, thanks. I guess that this is what I get for ditching her that one night and made her do the first half of the show when I went to a concert at Maxwell's, then came and reviewed the concert after. So I guess that's fair. And tonight, on Noise Pollution, I have a special guest.
What's going on?
How you doing tonight, Justin?
I'm doing well, brother.
So do you have any idea what we're doing tonight?
Absolutely nothing. Got the call about 10 minutes ago. We're here, chilling.
Yeah, I got a little tied up, and I forgot to ask somebody to join me. So, Justin's here for the classic banter. Last week, we completely shat on everyone's New Year's resolutions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just, like, went off and, like, roasted all the New Year's, like, gym newbies. You know, the guys you really hate.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like, the guys that are, like, sitting on a bench. Meanwhile, they're only sitting on the bench because they sit stand up after.
Oh my goodness!
And start doing curls.
Man, those I was at the gym. I was just at the gym. It's loaded. There's so many people there. We couldn't even find a machine. It was like every machine was taken. Everyone's on their January New Year's resolution.
It is just awful right now. I hope I use the right mics, but I think I can hear you through this.
Can we?
I believe so.
I can hear myself. I can't hear myself.
Well, I can sort of hear myself, so I think we're okay. If anyone is listening, can you please let me know? Because that'd be helpful. I also didn't make a post that we're back on, because most people probably forget. Actually, I'm going to do that now. Anyways, we're going to get into the music. So here on Noise Pollution 11, we're going to start with Penny for Your Thoughts by Joel Plaska Emergency. Followed up by some mother ghosting. All right. I like to open the blues. And we're back. So I hope you enjoyed those two hits for you. They're both some newer shit. I need to really stop swearing on the show. It gets bad sometimes, you know, like, I might have a problem. Oh, I forgot to pause the music, that kind of sucks. Yeah, so that was Penny for Your Thoughts by Joel Plaska and Ghosting by Mother. Now, we're gonna go with some music talking points that, Justin can chime into, because, you know, like, he doesn't really listen to this stuff that much, but... You know, there's always something to talk about with music.
For real.
Everyone's got something in common. And we're going to talk about listening devices, because I recently got a new pair of headphones. So that kind of makes me think, like, what do you use to listen? Why do you choose to do that? Will you spend a lot more money to get better headphones?
Man, like, I think now there's so many options. Like, depending on what you need, whether you want headphones, earphones, like, what are you going to use it for, whether it be for the gym, going for a run, studying. There's so many applications and stuff, I think. I don't know. Me, I'm kind of like an old school guy. OG, corded, Apple headphones. Mm-hmm. Practical, you know? I can take it for a run, gym, study. I mean, now it's getting more annoying with the cord. Now there's, like, the Bluetooth option, but I don't know. Convenient for me.
And, you know, came in the box. You didn't have to go out.
Exactly, yeah. No extra cost. What do you go?
See, for me, it depends on what I'm doing.
Mm.
So I'll have, like, my Apple headphones. And I use those when I'm just, like, walking outside.
Fair.
Or just really casually listening.
True.
When I don't really care to just listen to music. It's just, like, I just want music playing.
There, in the background.
And I use it when I'm, like, walking places most of the time because I can hear other people. Like, you can hear somebody say something to you, or you can like hear traffic when you're walking around.
Yeah, and it's easy to go like one headphone in with those. You know, you just drop one, loop it around the ear or whatever.
Yeah.
Easy.
Like they easy like pop out and pop back.
Yeah.
And then I have this like another pair of earbuds, but they're like ones with the soft tip, like really stick inside your ear.
Oh man, I've never got those to stick inside my ear. I got the weirdest ears for those. That's why I like the Apple headphones.
Okay.
Good structure. I don't know.
And they're like the really cheap Panasonic ones, but they're really nice because they're really small.
Oh, fair.
So they fit under your hat and stuff like perfectly fine.
Oh, nice, nice. So do you wear those to the gym?
I did for a bit.
Mm.
I had a different pair of like sport headphones like that I wore to the gym for a while, then those broke.
Jeez.
But then, what else do I use? I used to have a pair of like nice over-ear headphones that I lost during exam season. But I had them for like 5 years, so like it's not that bad.
Mm, got your
like,
money's worth, for sure.
At least got my money's worth, but like it's, I'm still mad that I lost them. But they're also falling apart and I did need new ones. So that's it's sort of okay. And then so I just bought this pair of like Bluetooth headphones online.
Yeah.
But it's just a pair of like Monster on-ear headphones. I got them for only $80. Thought that was pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
Normally like 180. And like the battery life is really long. I haven't had an issue with it.
Man, I feel like Monster headphones are pretty underrated.
Yeah.
Like pretty underrated. Like Beats is like the first thing you think of headphones.
Yeah.
And then maybe Apple, then Monster. Like they have good quality stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like no one's talking about Monster as much as they should have.
Yeah. I feel like the people that like really, really care buy like Sennheiser
and
Audio Technica.
Yeah, yeah. Like those top quality brands. Yeah.
Because like Audio Technica spends like no money on marketing.
Yeah,
it's
all in R&D.
Yeah, and they focus on like putting out the highest quality product as possible, and their customer base learns about the product from like tech reviewers and just other like audiophiles.
Fair.
It's just well known in that community, and that's where their popularity comes from. Like, you watch MKBHD, the YouTuber, and he loves the ATH M50X headphones by Audio Technica. They're supposed to be, like, the best bang for your buck that you could find.
Jeez.
It's what he uses when he's, like, video editing and shit.
And I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, they're only, like, $150.
Whoa, that's it?
Yeah, and they're, like,
for, like, top quality.
Yeah, and if a YouTuber with, like, 7 million subscribers uses them for video editing, you know they're good.
Yeah. Fair. As long as you don't own a pair of AirPods, you're probably chilling.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about AirPods?
Man, I think ever since Christmas, like, I went on vacation over Christmas, and I got back, and all I seen, like, through Instagram was, like, AirPod memes, Facebook invitations to, like, people who own AirPods. This has gotten out of control, man. I don't even know what happened. I guess everyone got AirPods for Christmas and hopped on the high school gang.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I honestly was going to get a pair, but I'm not down to crank that kind of money on a little pair of headphones I'll probably end up losing in, like, less than a day.
Yeah, I'd say, like, might be worth it to, like, wait till the second version comes out, too.
Oh, yeah,
that true. Should be, like, maybe, like, a year.
Yeah, but given with Apple, what do you think the difference is between the new version and the last one?
Well, I feel like the battery life will be drastically improved
because
the batteries in headphones like that have gotten way better since they came out.
Fair.
And wireless charging.
Oh.
So you'd, like, place your case on your mat next to your bed.
Yeah.
And just charge.
True. That'd be sweet.
So that'd be super convenient.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to, like, fumble for a cord ever. And you can just have that charging mat next to your bed and toss them there.
Then another AirPod 2 revolution comes out right around Christmas of 2020.
Oh, yeah, but nobody could tell the difference. So, like, people just...
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever noticed somebody's knockoff AirPods? Where they look way too big to be actual.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, you find them for, like, $45 on Amazon. And someone's, like, trying to flex. But,
yeah,
like,
just when you thought AirPods are bad, fake AirPods come out.
Oh, dear. That'd be... Yeah. What's your favorite AirPod meme?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I'm a big fan of the Bird Box memes currently.
Okay.
I don't know. Have you seen any of those?
I've seen a few of them.
Oh, I've seen the Brampton Drivers one's pretty hilarious. Where they got, like, Brampton Drivers blindfolded because he just can't drive in Brampton. But I feel like it's so applicable in Waterloo. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. I've almost been hit by a car, like, once a month.
Yeah.
Like, man, it's just all the time. Part of it's me not paying attention. But part of it is Waterloo drivers are shitty.
Man. It's the pedestrians, man.
Yeah, because we
don't... almost run over one, like, at least, once a week.
Oh, yeah. We're talking from different perspectives here, because I walk everywhere, and Justin has a car.
That's right.
So,
I think you're a pain in the ass.
I am a pain in the ass because, you know, you're just trying to, like, bolt across the street sometimes. And, like, my knee's busted right now, I still try to bolt across the street.
True.
That's a little bit dangerous. Oh, shit, we gotta get back to playing some music soon because it is already 9:19.
The listeners want some tunes.
Yeah.
Hit them with a nice one.
I think my favorite AirPod meme, though, is... You know the picture of, like, the greyhounds, like, wearing the sweaters where it's, like, super rich-looking dogs?
Yeah.
And somebody commented, these dogs have AirPods.
You gonna hit him with some R. Kells or what?
Oh, yeah. Now we're going to The Choir by R. Kells, What We Used to Say by Cassador, and Blame by Parkside. All right, here we go. Back. So I played a few more songs than I planned on playing because, you know, I get really distracted and it's Anna's job to keep me on task, not just with the radio but also at ski club meetings. So Anna's, like, primary job with our club is to keep me focused because I have a lot of trouble doing that.
Short-term memory loss?
No, it's just entire life. I get really distracted really, really easily.
Like a dog.
Yeah. Or goldfish. Actually, I'm more like a dog.
Yeah, you're more because, like a dog.
I get, like, really energetic, and then I get really sleepy.
The two essential things in life.
Yeah.
Caffeine.
I love caffeine.
Mm. You're a dog.
Yeah.
Woof. You're a dog.
And so, because I played a few extra songs, the first three... that I mentioned before were The Choir by R. Kells, What We Used to Say, Cassador, Blame, Parkside, and then the one I forgot to tell you about was Motown by The Wilderness. All pretty sweet songs.
Yeah.
But this one, we were just not talking about the music as much. We're just, talking about other things related to music.
Change it up. DJ, change the track.
So, we talked about our listening devices before, but there's other things that go along with that other than just headphones. You know, some people still use CDs, but those are kind of dying out now.
Yeah. The only time, like, I'd use a CD if I was driving, like, a 2005 Honda Civic that only had a CD player in it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, my dad has, like, a 06 Avalon.
Oh, baby.
And... we have, like, one of the CD holders at the top.
Classic.
And it has the 6 CD changer in it, and that's when
we listen to
a lot of CDs.
So, I mean, they're kind of convenient in that kind of way. You have your own personal stash of songs, like, right in your car.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about your phone charging and stuff.
I do like to listen to full albums, too, but...
True.
I bought one of those FM transmitters.
Okay.
So I plug that into the power socket. Oh, right. And it emits a radio signal, and you turn it to the whatever station it's set at.
Yeah.
And then you can listen that way to your own Bluetooth shit. It's like $30.
And that was the beginning of...
Great investment. But then, before CDs, there were cassettes.
Yeah.
And before cassettes, there were records.
Records.
But there still are records today.
Yeah, I know. And they're coming back more and more.
And they're really coming back.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
I think I appreciate that others appreciate some good vintage music.
Yeah.
Some classics.
And it's the sound quality, too.
Yeah.
Like, you can't replicate that sound. It's just absolutely incredible.
So acoustic.
And I have basically gotten to know the guys at the local record store here in Waterloo because I go so much.
Like, no way.
They recognize me. Like, if I'm not there for a while, they mention it. It's like, oh, where have you been? I haven't seen you in a few months. It's like... Jeez, I went here a lot before. I spent so much freaking money. Like, I haven't taken all of the price tags off of those two. So, like, their price
tags... You haven't listened to some?
No, like, I've listened to all of them, but their price tags aren't price tags. It's like a piece of paper with where they write the price on it and what kind of damage is on it. Because it's they sell used and new records there. Oh, I see. Fair. So they'll like just write shit.
That's sweet. Do you trade them in when you're done?
No, I have 4 milk crates full.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I just spent all my money.
Love it. That's a good thing to collect, though. Like, I respect a good record collection.
Yeah.
And those could become, like, those... I feel like those just become more valuable as time goes, you know?
Yeah.
Because the older they become, the more valuable they get.
Yeah, it depends on, like, if you wreck them or not yourself, too.
Yeah.
Like, how careful you are and really what you have. Like, I found some pretty sweet deals there because, like, they state the condition, so you know what you're getting into. Fair. And they're very honest about it, too. Like, I bought a vintage copy of Zeppelin 4 for $6.
Holy.
Yeah, normally, like, anywhere else will sell it for, like, $25.
Yeah.
But those places don't say the condition, so you don't know what you're getting into. Hit or miss.
Yeah.
So, like, I find the reason why I keep going back there than other places is because I trust their judgment, and, like, I know their prices are honest.
Fair. Fair. I don't know anyone in my tight friend group that listens to records. Actually, no, I think my one roommate does. Shout out to Sam Mitchell back at home. I think he listens to records.
Nice.
Yeah, true authentic guy into rock and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of my friends listen to records from back home.
Oh, fair.
I find there's like a lot more Welland people that I know listen to records than people at Waterloo.
Yeah, Welland's a throwback town, I guess.
Yeah, like, if there was a theme to Welland, it'd be Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I agree.
Like... And for those that don't know Justin, Justin is also from Welland.
Yeah.
But we never met until last semester in our marketing class.
Which is crazy, because there's only, like, 3 high schools in Welland.
Yeah.
And we have, like, a lot of mutual friends.
Yeah.
That we're very both good friends with.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy how third year marketing class, we were in the same group, turns out. And now I'm driving you home on the odd weekend, just, like, hanging out.
Yeah, it's a really small world.
You know? That's what you say, the cliche. It actually is, though.
Yeah, you meet people that you have some absurd connection to.
Yeah.
And you just don't expect that.
Which is wild.
Like, do you have a story like that, where you've encountered somebody that you somehow should know really well, or?
Man, I don't know. Like, I came to Laurier. I didn't know a lot of people that came to Laurier from Welland.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're probably the fifth.
Really?
So
there's like 8 from Notre Dame.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there's only 2 or 3 from Centennial.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess is like, I guess Notre Dame's a little bit bigger, but.
I know one of them.
Ty?
Yeah, I've met him before.
Yeah. Ty's running for board of directors of the Students Union.
Okay.
Shout out.
And I met him because we had a mutual friend.
Oh, like, yeah, he's a Don on campus.
From back home, actually, though.
Yeah.
But,
what's the best part about Welland?
The OV.
The OV beer, baby.
Nah, just kidding. It's just I find the people really genuine back home, kinda.
Yeah, fair.
Because you have to be somewhat social and, like, be yourself. Because, like, there's no, like, fake Toronto mans there.
Yeah, for real. Oh, not yet. I feel like summer coming.
Yeah, but, I find, like, people from, like, bigger cities can be... I don't know, they can sometimes have a less genuine...
Yeah, like, well, they probably wouldn't fit in as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find well, and I can sum well up in, like, 3 words.
Mm-hmm.
Pizzerias.
Yes.
Pharmacies.
Mm-hmm.
For the retired population, and pet stores.
Pet stores.
Literally. Any corner. And Tim Hortons, holy cow. We have, like, 3 Tim Hortons on one street.
Yeah, I think the most identifiable things about Welland... The love of OV, which I think is related to the high French population. Because French. OV's a Quebec beer.
Quebec, yeah.
And the east side of town
has... All French.
It's all French. And the street signs even say Rue. Whatever,
yeah, which is crazy.
Which...
It's such a small, like, geographical area, and it's, like, just pure French.
Yeah. yeah, pizzerias for sure. Because we have some incredible
Man, pizza. Coming from you, the Italian.
Yeah.
The Italian stallion.
We have a lot of mom-and-pop pizza shops.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Like, chains don't do well in Welland. because nobody really wants their shitty pizza. People want good pizza if they have access
to it. Yeah, the chains are often like cheaper pizza,
yeah,
but it's like crap.
Yeah.
Compared to like the homemade, like true, mm-hmm. like Italian, like well in families. Yeah. You know?
And odds are you have an Italian friend that owns
or works odds at a pizzeria. Are, yeah. Or you know someone who knows someone.
Yeah.
Like you know of an Italian pizzeria owner.
Like I've texted a friend to put in my order because their phones are busy.
Yeah. Man. Like Vincent's Pizza, I know the owner for there.
Oh, yeah.
Rose because, City is like the goat.
Vincent's. Kayla, her dad.
Yeah.
Because she went to my elementary school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So you're finding more connections.
No, if you probably know just about every other person in Welland through yeah. connections. Like, easily.
Mm-hmm. Like, odds of you, like, not even... Or at least, like, you might know of the same people.
Yeah.
Rose City's just incredible.
Yeah.
I really like Mario's place.
Is it on the east side?
Yeah. It's on Main Street.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Mario's. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a bunch of fat old Italian guys making you pizza.
Volcanoes?
I've stopped going to Volcanoes. I'm not, like, a huge fan of it anymore.
No? It's kind of a little bubbly pizza.
Yeah. Columbo's used to be great when that existed. Columbo's. Sadly, it doesn't anymore.
Mm. Mossimo's in Fall Hill?
You know where Charlie's Chopsticks is?
No.
It's, like, across the street from Domino's.
Okay, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, that's where Columbo's used to be.
Oh, okay, so it's close to your school.
Yeah. Yeah, we, like, people used to go there for lunch.
Oh, okay.
Then, yeah, Mossimo's. Mossimo's has gone downhill, though. Like, they, you can tell they're really cheaping out lately. Yeah. But it's the only place to actually sit down and eat. Everything Fair. Else is takeout. Where else can you sit?
Oh, man, have you tried their buffalo chicken?
No, I haven't.
So good. So good. It's like they put a bunch of hot sauce on there. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I can go for one right now. Get that mailed.
Mm-hmm. What else we got? Oh, the Rex.
The Rex.
I think the Rex and Rose City are the two most iconic Welland pizzas.
For pizzas, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Rex is like OG. Like OG, OG.
It's such a real Welland
spot. Real. Like it's so old too. Yeah. And it's like in the basement of some sketchy motel.
Yeah, it's just like kind of nasty.
But you know what? Like, the food's cheap there, and you get a lot. Like, the mm-hmm. salad bar and stuff.
Clutch. See, I haven't, like, eaten there lately. I've only gotten the pizza in the past few years.
Oh, like, takeout pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, right on. Oh, the Blue Star is pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah, the Blue Star. Lasagna. I went during the break.
Oh, did you actually?
Yeah, for breakfast. I only go for breakfast.
Mmm. That and the Welland Cafe are good for breakfast.
Yeah.
Perfect actually, hangover meals.
We have a lot of good breakfast places, actually.
Yeah.
Like, there's Benedict's, Dominic's.
The plan is go to Niagara Falls, get hammered, come back to Welland for a good, healthy breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
That's what seems like everyone's doing nowadays.
Yeah.
Go back to Welland. It's like at least spending one night in either Brock, like the because yeah. Brock's pretty close. We're going
to Niagara Falls. You go to St. Catharines, yeah.
St. Catharines bars, yeah.
Yeah.
Not as good as Waterloo,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, they're there.
It's, like, better than going to Hank's on a Thursday.
Hank's. I wouldn't go to Hank's on a Thursday if someone paid me.
Like, when I first turned 19, I went. I enjoyed it. Now I just absolutely fucking hate
it. No, it's bad. But tailgates.
Tailgates.
That's the pool bar.
Yeah, that's where you just go, hang out, eat some great chicken wings.
Yeah. Watch the game.
Yeah.
Push back some pitchers.
You know, some people might think that 89-cent wings are expensive. Even that thing, and that's the deal, too.
Right.
But they are massive.
Yeah.
And they are
some perfect. Some girthy chicken wings.
Like, they're fried just absolutely perfectly. Nice and like, saucy. Crispy on the outside, not too saucy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, like, juicy on the inside. It's yeah. what you want in a chicken wing.
It's all you need.
Yeah.
Love it.
I had some chicken wings the night before I left again. I had an my last night in Welland during the break, I had an OV and 10 wings at tailgates.
Wow.
Which is walking distance from my house.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It takes, like, 7 minutes to walk
there. Wow. That's dangerous, man.
And that's, like, the exact amount of time it takes. 7 minutes.
This guy's got it down to the wire.
Well, I noticed because of the songs I listened to on the way there, you know?
Oh, you time out the songs.
Yeah, I just, like, kind of made a guess based on what I was able to listen to.
It's, like, what, 2.5 songs?
Yeah.
Nice.
Or, like, one Led Zeppelin song.
Oh, yeah. 7 minutes.
Yeah, I just listened to Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven there and back.
Yeah.
That's the pregame music.
Oh, yeah, there's, you know, Achilles' Last Stand. It's the 11-minute Zeppelin song. But then Rush has, like, a couple that are, like, deep in the 20s.
Yeah.
So that's some wild shit.
I didn't even know when I would listen to those.
Hmm? Yeah, like, a long car ride.
Yeah, I guess. I can't. Or, like, a study session or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like, when you know you're going to be sitting around and chilling
for a while. For a while, yeah.
Like, sometimes, like, when I'm listening to records, I just sit and chill and only listen to music.
That's fair. But or the best, like, thing to do on a road trip, just pump out albums.
Yeah.
At a time.
I like listening to albums on road trips. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Because you can get, like, a lot more done.
For real. All
right. I'm going to play two songs because we got to get back to this. All right. We'll do a signing off later. All right. Alright, so now it's time to sign off. I hope you all enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed Justin as a guest.
Thanks for having me. I want to thank the studio for treating me well tonight. I want to thank the kids at home that I sacrificed tonight playing Fort with. Sorry about that. Had some priorities here at the radio show. Thanks for all the listeners. It's been a great time.
Alright, good night.
Have a good night.
Always remember, rock and roll ain't noise pollution.